if you fight me and do something wrong to me. I love it even better than everything this silly merchant is bringing me. My relation is not wanting, actually. Your wrongdoing and harshness is better than life to me. Thinking about being here in this cage and feeling this pain of separation from you, which I love it. And I'm surprised that when I'm loving this feeling, how could I feel when I'm joined with it? Because this is not that I don't have something and I want something. I have something. I want more. I have your love in me, but I want the connection. Oh, how beautiful it is when you swear at me. He is telling all this, you know why? Because there is no other way to let them know. If the parrot actually was not acting like this, and said, go and explain them how do they feel, the merchant will go and explain it logically, right? And say, there is this parrot and he's happy, I'm taking good care of it, and I'm intending to have, even to buy a golden cage for it. Something like that. He's telling him what to tell her. Tell them, I love you so much that even if you don't accept me, I love you. Because I know this relationship is correct, is right. I believe in love because this is the only thing in you. When I say there is a parrot in you, that potential is that you believe that there is a love. This parrot will say, I believe in that. And even the hardship is good to me. And guess what? I nag and I hesitate. Maybe you wouldn't like that nagging. But it doesn't matter. He will return and swears at me. I love that. Anyhow, this is strange. Because I'm becoming, or Rumi will jump in here and say, look at this parrot. This parrot looks like this little teeny bird nightingale. But a very strange nightingale. Teeny little one, but very powerful one. This looks like a giant whale to me. Look at this little bird that could drink all the waters and could even engulf all the flames. Yes, love is what a bizarre, strange thing. Because this fellow is in love with totality, and this fellow itself is totality. So this fellow is looking for itself. That's what it is. Because the parrot does not believe in cage and separation. Parrot believes in connection. Something like that. Let's hear it in broken English. Yes.
Oh, where, I wonder, is that covenant and oath? Where are the promises of that lip like candy? If you, having forsaken your slave, is because of ill service, when you do ill to the ill-doer, then what is the difference? Oh, the ill you do in wrath and quarrel is more delightful than music and the sound of the harp.
Are you listening to this? And are you imagining a merchant hearing this? This is what's happening. This is the moment of transformation. Because your heart is supposed to tell you this, that listen, it's not that losing is bad. Sometimes losing is good. Yes. When you're attending little children, you lose yourself. You think of them. And this is something fantastic. The parrot is declaring an state of mind that is absolutely non-understandable to the merchant. Therefore, he will copy it and give it over there without knowing what's going on. And this is good. It should happen like this. You know why? Because he cannot give the message when he brings it back. If not, he will change it. Here is a lesson to the merchant as well. Yes?
Oh, your cruelty is better than felicity, and your vengeance dearer than life. This is your fire. How must be your light? This is morning. So how indeed is your festival? In respect of the sweetness which your cruelty has, and in respect of your beauty, no one gets to the bottom of thee. I complain, and I fear lest he believe me, and from kindness make that cruelty less.
Could you imagine that? A lover sitting at home is nagging about his beloved, walking by every early morning and throwing a pebble to the window and breaking the glass every single day. Then he will say, I'm complaining about this, and I say, oh my God, maybe I shouldn't do this, because what happens if he stops doing it? I love it when he does it, because he throws a pebble to my window. That's what love is. It's opposite to logic. Think about the merchant, poor merchant, yes.
I am exceedingly enamored of his violence and his gentleness. 'Tis marvelous, I in love with both these contraries.
Any ideas? Do you remember anything? Something happened here or not? I hope it will. You should remember something. I repeat it. I'm exceedingly enamored of his violence and his gentleness. It's marvelous that I'm in love with both these countries. Don't you remember the guy? The messenger?
The
messenger who came to Oman. Exactly the same thing happened to him. He said, oh, suddenly here I will see the fear and respect joined together. He will repeat it here, because this is the state of being to start to understand that. Here, the parrot will repeat that I'm in that state of mind. That I love him. I love him no matter what. I don't love him because he gave me life. If he takes my life, I love him the same. Because I don't love him because I love him for no cause. And if you want me to explain it, only the one reason I have. Do you remember my reason to love him, Ahmed?
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. What can I do? If I don't love him, I'm stupid. I feel bad. That's it. This is how I love him. And bul ajab. This bul ajab means the exaggeration of bewilderment and wondering. Oh, look at this. This is bizarre. For you logical people, that I love both sides of this coin. Yes.
By God, if from this thorn and enter the garden, because of this I shall begin to moan like the nightingale. This is a wondrous nightingale that opens his mouth to eat thorns and roses together. What nightingale is this? 'Tis a fiery monster, because love all unsweet things Because of love, all unsweet things are sweetness to him.